Hey guys, welcome to episode 9 with my guest, the very funny, very sweet Lauren Clark. We met in the weirdest way. She is my yoga teacher's nanny, live-in nanny. So she lives with my yoga teacher. And I told my yoga teacher about UCB because I was like having one of those days. She's like very perceptive. And it was the day of Herald auditions. And she was like, you have to friend on Facebook Lauren Clark. And Lauren ended up working the day of Herald auditions. So we met and we hit it off. And she's amazing. She's fun. She's smart. She's like sweet and right there with you. The next week, I like had to see her again, and we went for a long walk in Central Park, like, you know, lovebirds do. So yeah, it was great. She's great. She's very funny on Vine, and you gotta check her out. So she's awesome. But she is going away for the summer, so we wish her a very happy Chicago trip. And I've decided that with the podcast, I'm going to stop doing intros like this and start just doing the intro with the guest. So this will be my last intro like this because I don't have tour dates or, you know, shout outs to give. So you guys can just check me out on Twitter like always. And that's about it. So thank you again for tuning in. And enjoy this podcast. I think it was really fun, really good. And we curled up on the couch like gals do. So, and happy 4th of July, everyone. I hope you are enjoying your short week. Bye.
Snuggle up on the mic.
Okay. Do I have to get close?
Yeah, it would be good.
This is the most comfortable chair I've ever sat in.
I like to call him my roommate now. I forced my roommate to get me that chair.
Nice.
Because it matched. We didn't have any room in our first apartment. Like, yeah. We lived in this tiny studio, and I was like, I want the chair, too!
Yeah, of course. Because get yours, girl.
Everybody likes the comfy chair. Okay, so how did you wind up in my apartment today? Like, how did you end up here, New York, comedy? Yeah. How did all that happen?
Okay.
Start from the beginning. And you're in 401 right now?
I'm in my second 401 with John Frusciante. John Frusciante.
John Frusciante, because that's always how I pronounced the Red Hot Chili Peppers guitarist.
Oh.
But on the...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Wow,
it's the same name. But on the podcast, like, they have the UCB podcast.
Yeah, and they always introduce themselves.
They always say John Frusciante. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that's how he pronounced his name. I haven't ever had him... I'm going to get cozy a little blankie.
Love it.
I just washed this one because I got cherry juice on it. What are you going to do?
You're 4 years old. I love it. Okay, so New York, so stupid. I think I always knew that I wanted to be here.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I've been there.
Really? That's what most people say. Most people have driven through, but you know, they don't really know much else besides that.
I was in Honor Band of America.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And our final performance, it was the only performance, was in Indianapolis.
Oh, really?
And, like, I remember, it was ridiculous. We were seniors in high school, and me and this other girl got to go. Becky Lord, she listens,
Becky
I don't know.
Becky Lord, oh my God.
We got to go, and at the airport, they picked us up in a limo, like a legit limo.
Nice.
Which is, you know how you hear
if
the limo
company?
If
it was a while
ago,
I know that airport. It's not that airport anymore.
It was, like, 2003.
Okay.
So we got picked up in a limo, and we were just, like, giggling girls, and we the hotel we stayed at was ridiculous, like super nice. And it was during March Madness, and I'm a big college basketball fan. So I got
it's a good weekend.
Yeah, it was the first time I ever got to, like, during the day watch the games.
Yeah.
Because I was always in school and in class, and I was like, oh my God, I can watch basketball. And I thought we could see the RCA Dome from our hotel.
Oh, nice.
So that was going on.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's what I know about Indianapolis.
No, that's way more than most people tend to know.
Yeah.
Like, they're like baseball, football, not even baseball. I don't
they're
know
like
why
cults.
I said baseball. Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, sports and corn. That's us. I like, in high school and stuff, I always did, like, I always auditioned for a lot of theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, always wanted to perform, but always got told no. And so I think it was just, but it was fine, though, because, I never gave up, like, wanting to perform.
Yeah.
So, like, even in college, like, I wasn't, you know, trying to be, like, an actor or, like, obviously not an improviser. I didn't even know about improv in New York. But, like, in college, I got a few more opportunities just, I think, because our college wasn't as, like, competitive as my high school was.
What college? Where'd you go to college?
I went to DePaul University.
Oh, my goodness. You are the second DePaul person from Indianapolis that I've had on this podcast.
No way. Who's the other person?
Mike Biet.
Oh, snap. Okay. I gotta look that dude up.
Yeah,
that's great.
You really do. He's great.
Okay.
He's great. He talks a lot about breadsticks dipped in cheese sauce. He's like, there's this thing in Indianapolis. It's like, breadsticks dipped in cheese sauce. And I'm just like,
that's not a thing anywhere else?
No.
Really? Oh, okay.
Because here it's like, you know, nachos and cheese.
Yeah.
Or like breadsticks and marinara, but not breadsticks and cheese sauce.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm made cheese sauce. I've never, like, I had to make cheese sauce for this thing, and I, like, sent him a picture of it. I'm like, if you get over here.
Yeah.
He didn't end up coming over. He lives not far from us, though.
Nice. Let's go.
Let's go get him.
That's really cool.
Let's go get him. Yeah, he's great. Him.
All right, yeah. I will find you, Mike.
Mike Biet.
Yeah, I'm coming
Mike
for you.
Biet.
Like, yet. All right, cool. DePaul. So, yeah, I went to a teeny tiny college, and I did, like, musical theater.
Oh, I was just in Chicago, and I saw DePaul.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. DePaul with an L.
Oh.
Yeah, DePaul with an L is in Chicago.
Oh,
I went
this
to,
is different?
This is different, yeah. So, me and Mike.
DePaul?
DePaul. Great school, but we are always
getting
confused.
Completely different.
Yep,
DePaul. Never mind.
It's
I know somebody that grew up in Indianapolis and went to DePaul.
Yeah. No, that happens all the time. We can still be friends, though.
Okay. I'll let him know.
Yeah, cool beans.
He still grew up in Indianapolis.
Okay. Breadsticks and cheese sauce. I'm still in awe of that. That's not, like, a thing everywhere. Yeah. But anyways.
He's upset about it.
So college was really, really fun. I started writing a lot more, just, like, wasting a lot of my time watching, like, comedy movies and acting. And, you know, I kind of, like, I don't know what the hell I was doing in college, honestly. I just, like, was all over the place.
Yeah.
I wanted to meet people. It was, like, for most people, it was, like, the first time, like, I'm away from my parents. I can really do whatever the fuck I want right now. And
I went through, like, 8 majors in college. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody does I think
I started out, like, I either want to be a doctor or a lawyer.
Oh,
which is so dumb.
Ended up with, like, I'm going to law school.
Really?
Yeah, like, I took an LSAT prep course. I was all set.
Damn, you got,
like,
far, yeah.
Yes, this is what I'm going to do. And then I was like, oh, I'm just, like, feeling good about this because it's a path that I could take.
Yeah.
And instead of going into hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt, I went to cooking school.
So you're a good cook.
Well, I hope so.
Do you still, like, make meals and stuff?
Yeah, I do that. And
like
then, like,
fancy meals.
I think the best thing I learned is just being able to make regular food taste good.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's helpful.
Yeah, it really is. And then once a year, I do, like, a big cookie party, which I call it a cookie party at the holidays. Yeah, it's really awesome. I call it a cookie party, but what it really is just a ridiculous holiday party with, like, tons of food, cookies, and all this stuff,
I want some of that. That's
yeah.
great.
You're on the invite list.
Sweet. Sweet.
Everybody else listens to this podcast.
Come up to Liz or myself and say that you listen, and you'll get a cookie.
Yeah, you'll get a cookie.
We'll have to make them
first,
though.
Just have cookies in our pockets. It's been warm and crumbly. I hope you like it that way.
Great.
So,
I forget what I was saying.
So, you were aimless in college.
Oh, yes. Yeah. college, it was fun. You know, I did my time, did the work. Yep. 4 years rolls by, and I'm like, oh, shit, I got to figure out what my next move is.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of intrigued by living in a big city.
Yeah.
Because I studied abroad. I went to London, England in spring of 2010, and it was really fun.
Yeah, I like London.
Oh, God, it was the best. I had really shitty roommates. But I think that's good for me, like, when I have, like, terrible roommates, because it, like, forces me out.
Out of the... Yeah. Yeah, like, when I was living in Paris, I lived alone. And luckily, I had really good friends outside of there who were like, Liz, you're fucking getting out of the apartment now. They're like, enough watching Gilmore Girls reruns. Like, we're going to the park, we're eating cheese, and then we're vintage shopping. And
that's
I'm like,
how you do it. Yeah.
Fine.
Those are good friends.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No, they were great. I'm still friends with them.
Good. Yeah.
Mary and Hannah, if they're listening. No, one of them, Mary, made my wedding cake.
Oh my God.
So, like, yeah.
That's so cool.
And she's...
Did you guys go to college together, too? Or, like,
no,
you guys
We met at cooking school. It was actually kind of a funny story because when I went to school in Paris for cooking, and I wrote all these people on Facebook that were there already. I was like, hey, I need a place to stay. Does anybody have anything? And, like, I got back one email. I was super close to, like, signing on to this apartment, but it turned out to be, like, this... like, identity theft guy, like, who wanted to, like, steal my passport and all the stuff. And I'm like, no, that's wrong. So then I just ignored every other person on my list, like, that had Facebook messaged me.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck them all. I'm just, like, they're all gonna screw me. I'm just gonna find my own apartment. So I, like, got there.
Sweet.
Stayed with, like, two people randomly. Okay. Like, it was real weird. Until I finally found an apartment. And I had, like, I just, like, made a friend really quickly that spoke French. And I was like, help me do this. Help me negotiate.
It's Paris.
Yeah,
and
it's a different... Yeah, it's,
wow.
So, that was crazy. I, like, was in, like, the locker room, like, getting ready. And these two girls were, like, giving me the eye, like, real bitchy. And finally, I was like, what's up? And they're like, we emailed you. We messaged you about staying with us. And I'm like... Oh my God.
Oh no.
I'm so sorry. Like,
oh no.
I had this whole thing.
Yeah.
And so we ended up being really good friends, but I feel like that, you know,
started out kind of weird.
It did. But that's like the fun stories.
Yeah.
Like,
of course.
They thought I was super bitchy because I'm just like, I think we had exchanged a couple messages too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I just stopped.
Yeah. Yeah.
Communicating, which is pretty much my entire life with friends. I'm just like, oh,
it's hard. You really, like, effort has to be put in on both sides.
Yep. It's a big pain in the tuchus.
Yeah. I'm having that with one of my friends right now who actually doesn't live very far from here.
Mm-hmm.
We were good friends in college and then we both moved here. And it's weird because, I don't know, we just, like, we live so close, but, like, we don't talk. You just get busy in the city, I guess.
Yeah, it's true. I find that the friends that live close by to me, though, I just,
don't try as hard with them?
No, what happens is I'm just like, just come over and watch TV with me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's, like, what I end up doing
with them. Yeah, which is fun. Like, sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah.
Just, like, be around me right now.
So you were like, big city, yes.
Yeah. So I moved here very, very shortly. Oh, sorry. Pretty shortly after graduation. And within a month, signed up for Sketch 101 at UCB.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're a young one.
I'm a young... yeah, I guess.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be 25 in August, which is kind of scary.
25's a good age, though.
Is it? Okay.
It is.
I'm looking forward to it. I don't know.
I like 25. I went to California for the first time when I was 25.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to California when I'm 25. Shut up. It's not set in stone, but
where are you
now
going?
I've just decided. Probably LA. Yeah.
I went to San Francisco.
Okay. I bet it was awesome. Yeah.
I went during the fall.
Really?
Yeah. We went to, like, wine country and all the grapes, like, all the
oh, cool.
things changed color. It was incredible.
Oh, I should check it out.
You really should.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of L.A. strictly because of UCB, though.
Yeah.
Which is maybe not smart, but...
No, but it is if you...
Like, I know it's, like, where, like, the industry is and, like, if you want any kind of future as, well, like, a performer.
When I went to L.A., I went to L.A. recently-ish, like, 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing about it was, like, I had a bunch of friends there. Yeah. Any city in the U.S. is only as good as how many friends you have there.
For sure. For
sure. Because, like, I have friends that moved to L.A. and are like, this place fucking sucks. And I went to L.A. for, like, just, like, a week. And it's just like, this is the greatest place ever. Because I had a bunch of friends.
Because a lot of, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, have you had any teachers from UCB that you had as teachers that are over there?
No. Well, because I only started in... Oh, actually, that's not true. I think Lila Cohen-Michio is in L.A. now.
Is she?
I think so. Because I know...
Interesting, because I was friends with her husband, Anthony.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if they...
Like, she was just my teacher, though. Like, we weren't, like, super tight. I wish we would have been, because she was so sweet. But I took Sketch 101 with her, and then I had 201 with Chris Kelly, and that ripped me apart.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, maybe I should start improv now. Because I was really stressed out about Sketch.
I haven't applied to advanced Sketch because I'm just like, maybe Sketch isn't for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it, though. I feel like that's, like, definitely the Sketch is what drew me to UCB. Probably just like, oh, people on SNL started out there. Like, maybe I was that asshole. It was like, oh, I'll go there and then get on SNL, too.
I was the asshole.
I know now that that's never going to happen.
First of all, don't say that, because there are plenty of people that aren't. Like, look at two people this year got on as writers at SNL.
Oh, yeah, that's
Patton
true.
And Neil Casey. Yeah, so, yeah, like, yeah. It's not never going to happen. But, it's a great dream to have. It's great to have that, like, have a goal. Even if you don't, like, think that's the goal, like, I really want, or that's a goal I think I can attain, at least you're working towards something.
Yeah.
And just working towards something at all is still great.
Definitely.
You know, and you're, that way you're creating and you're, you know.
Yeah.
Doing stuff like that, but, like.
Yeah, I definitely feel more focused now.
Yeah.
Than I was in college. Because I do, like, I'm not, like, specifically, like, oh, I'm doing all of this, so I'll be on SNL one day. Like, obviously, that's the dream. Like, anybody would want to do that. But
it's a dream.
Yeah.
You know, people have, like, I feel like the dreams are in, like, certain categories, like maybe be a writer on a TV show, maybe be a writer on SNL, maybe perform on SNL, maybe have your own, like, Thursday night, show on NBC. That's, like, my dream.
Oh, really?
That one's my big dream.
Cool.
But, of course, that's, like, crazy.
Yeah.
And you have to be insane to think that. And so, like, a smart person goes, I'm insane to think that.
Mm.
But you at least have to say, well, if that's my, like, shot in the dark, you know, dream, well, these are the tiny steps I'm taking to get there each
day.
Yeah,
for sure.
So, you know, whatever.
That's really interesting. How, like, you do kind of have to, like, delude yourself a little bit.
Absolutely.
I was telling my mom the other day about improv. She was like, you've had this conversation with her. Like, she's like, do an improv right now on the phone. I'm like, Mom, it doesn't work that way.
I did a whole thing with my mom where I just said yes to her. Like, I just agreed with her.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I didn't even yes and, I just yes'd her the whole time. And my roommate, Corey was there. And I was like, he was just like cracking up because I talked to him about everything, all the improv. So he's just laughing. And then at the end of it, I was like, Mom, we just did improv. She's like, what?
That's great.
You know, and the first show that my mom, my whole family came to my first show.
Okay.
They were like,
that's great.
Because they're from Connecticut, so they just, it's like 3 hours. And so, like, we got a babysitter from my niece, and, like, everybody came.
It was a 101 show?
It was my 101 show.
Who was your teacher?
Mike Still.
Nice. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Sorry. I love him.
No,
he has no idea who I am, though. No,
I think he's great. Like, when I went to... When I asked you about any teachers, because my 101 and 201 was Mike Still.
Oh,
so when
okay.
I went to LA, I emailed him, and I was like, oh my God, we're best friends now.
Oh, cool.
So we, like, he, like, got me tickets to a show, and then aww, we had drinks afterwards, and it was,
that's
like...
That's awesome. Holy
amazing.
Shit. Yeah.
It was great, because he's... Since, like, he was just the best teacher to have for 101. He was supportive,
like, warm,
and funny,
yeah,
and warm, yeah, and but, like, was, gave us good critiques.
Yeah.
Like, I have, well, that's not true. I also, have you had Ari Vukitis?
I haven't. I just saw him, I'm kind of embarrassed, but I just saw him perform for the first time at
Hot
for
Teach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he was great.
Yeah.
He... I was immediately like, I need to be in a class with this man.
Yeah, I had great. Him for my first, no, my second advanced study Herald class.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the like the next time I was like, oh, I found a teacher that gets me. You know, because it's hard.
Can I just say, yeah, no, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. I feel that with Ryan Carls. I had him for 201. And he probably can tell, because, like, I'm on, like, indie teams, and I always, like, if our regular coach can't do it, I always email him first. And I'm just, like, I took Sketch 301 with him, too, and he just, like, the great thing about him is that he is so smart, and he puts such a weight on, like, his coaching. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, not that he's acting. But just, like, you feel... the instruction, like, you feel the heart behind it, you know what I mean? It's great.
No, and I've had, like, I had, like, touches of that with other teachers that I've only had for, like, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think the teacher that came closest, I had Neil Casey for my second 401.
Yeah.
And he was excellent, but he's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
That he would just, like, ream us. And do it so hilariously that nobody knew that they were getting reamed.
Yeah.
So at the end, it was like, hey, guys, he just told us we were fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But everybody is cracking up. So, like...
Oh, no.
We had Will Hines as a sub and Ari as a sub during that class.
Uh-huh.
And when Ari came in, he just, like, destroyed everybody. Like, went through and said, you're doing that wrong.
Oh,
you're
wow.
doing that wrong. And it was, like, amazing. It was like, oh.
I won that.
Yeah,
oh my
you're
God.
Speaking in this language, but you're so clearly. And once you have Ari, like, it was rough for those people that he pointed out. Like, I would have, if one of those people had been me, I might have gone home and cried. But.
Do you think they did go home and cry?
Maybe. Or they just, like, punched somebody. I don't know. Maybe they got in a fight on the subway.
Oh, wow. Yeah, maybe.
But,
jeez.
But I think, like, it was really important to me to be with a teacher that was honest. Like, and the thing is that when I did stupid shit in Ari's class, like, he'd go, he would ask me, like, why'd you make that move? And I was like, well, honestly, it was a really dumb move. Mm-hmm. And now I can see that.
Yeah.
And, like, I think he appreciated that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I knew what I was getting myself into because I had had him as a sub.
Yeah.
Like, I love having a taste of a teacher as a sub and then being like, yes, I would like more of that, please.
That's good. Yeah.
So what other teachers have you had at the school?
So I had 101, improv 101 with Keisha Zoller. And then I had
a class with Keisha.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is amazing. I think, because she's also coached me outside of the UCP curriculum as well, and I think I can definitely, with her, I can tell the difference, you know, between, like, her following the curriculum and her doing her own thing.
Yeah.
Either way, she's still super, super jazzed, just, like, has such an amazing energy.
She's great.
She's great. Yeah, so warm, so supportive, but, like, you can tell
she
when she's like, now
class.
We're gonna do zip, zap, zap, because we have to. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's
okay.
in my RA class.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
It was great.
Yeah. And then for 301, I had Chelsea Clark.
Amazing.
Super great. I don't think she even knows how much this means to me, but she invited me to, like, one of the improv nerds. Like, you know how they, like,
yeah.
d- do an experimental set, and then like the improv nerds do theirs. She like invited me to do one of those, and she called it the Clarks. And she also asked Eileen. Do you know Eileen Clark? Yeah. So it was the three of us, and we did. It wasn't by any means good on my part, but it was really, really fun because I remember that night it was like a sold out audience, and I was like, fucking Chelsea Clark invited me here. Like, this is awesome.
That's amazing.
And yeah, it was really, really fun.
She's just the sweetest and the best.
She's so nice and just clearly, clearly passionate about improv. Yeah. Oh God.
She coached my team for a little while.
Cool.
And she's super sweet. And like, then I had her for, she was my first advanced study teacher.
Okay.
And the class was just full of, like, really excellent people. Like, some of the best people I've ever performed with. To the point where I was just like, I suck. But, like, she was clearly, like, just too sweet to be, to, like, really nail me. Because I was out of my depth. The first class I took, I was just like, holy shit, these people are better than me. And that didn't happen again until, like, one advanced study performance I took.
Yeah.
Where I was like, oh my God, these people are all better than me.
Oh. Yeah, it's really, I don't know. I feel like the higher up I get, I'm starting to, like, compare myself to people more. And I know that that's just a big old waste of time. But
it is.
It's hard not to.
But it's also, like, it is, like, I'm taking Anthony Tamanic's class right now. And he's been,
holy
like.
Holy shit. I signed up for his DCM workshop. I'm real scared.
Have fun.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
He called me retarded yesterday.
No!
Not even kidding.
What a dick!
Yeah, he's a total dick.
But oh, like, I'm so excited like to be in his workshop now.
I signed up for a second class. This is my second class in a row that I've taken with him. And
like, he earnestly called you retarded. Like, he was like, are you...
He's like... You're retarded, and the character you're playing is clearly retarded. Like, only a retarded person would do what you're doing in the scene, and you created the character. And I'm like, whew. Yup.
Yeah. Sorry. Was he just, like, in a bad mood?
He's just very blunt.
Okay.
And, like, later on, he said, that was great, like, for something I did. So it's not like he thinks that I'm retarded.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I'm going to
But he will call you out. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I'm starting to get...
A little chilly.
A little chilly.
I'm right near the AC this time.
Oh, look at all your cookbooks. That's so cute.
People give you cookbooks when you cook. It's just a thing.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Like, those are mostly from other people.
I love it. Oh, God.
But no, so yeah, I'm taking a class with him. What was it? What were we talking about?
Yeah, he's just blunt.
Yeah.
I
wanted to say something.
So the, oh, sorry.
What were we talking about? I don't know. Go ahead.
My bad. I didn't mean to derail you with the...
With the cookbooks?
With the cool-ass cookbooks. Yeah, maybe. I was going to ask, though, his teaching style compared to, like, someone like Chelsea Clark. Like, what would you...
Completely
different, right? But, like, you learn from both styles, would you say? Like,
yeah, I would say, like, Chelsea gives you more chances, and she's, like, a little bit gentler about things. And then, and at least you come back not hating yourself. With Anthony, like, there are people that just, like, he gets to, like, their soul. And they feel awful afterwards. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, was that worth it?
Yeah.
For that comment? Like, could we have said it in a different way? But that's what you're signing up for when you take his class.
Yeah.
So, like, I wouldn't recommend it if you're at a place in your improv where you're like, I'm a little delicate right now.
Yeah. I honestly, I don't know. I've been looking for an attainment class because I've heard that he's exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, not that, like, I have, like, a particularly thick skin or anything, but I have taken classes with a lot of teachers who have been, like...
Too sweet?
Really sweet. I think the first person who probably really got, like, fucking down to business with me was... I took my first 4-on-1 with Brandon Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the cool thing about him is that he does choose certain things for you to focus on. Instead of just, like... piling a whole bunch of shit for you to, you know, just, I don't...
I feel like...
I'm sorry that I'm cursing so much, by the way. That is a don't habit worry. I need to break.
I will put the explicit label on this. I put the explicit label on anytime because this is I'm raw. Sure, I said fuck a few times.
Yeah.
No, I never had Brandon Gardner for like a regular class, so I took him for a workshop. It was the most boring workshop.
Oh,
it
no.
Was like, it was like an initiation workshop.
I could see that. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I could see that.
And I like ran into somebody that had also taken the workshop at like Smithfield afterwards. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what did you think of the workshop? But I was like, I almost fell asleep.
No.
So
he's low energy. He is very low energy. I took his 401. Oh, God. I don't know why I did that. From 7 to 10 on a Tuesday night. And it's like everybody in the class was like getting off of work or like, so it was just like really low energy. And like, I am a nanny. So like, I don't have a whole lot to do during the day. And then I, you know, have shit going on in the evening, but it's not like hard what you know what I mean? So I came in like day one, like crazy energized, like, yeah, you guys, let's do improv. Yeah. Nobody. One matched my energy.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't know, but, like, that wasn't really what he, like, was on my case about. It was more just, like,
yeah, I mostly take daytime classes now because it's a bunch of, it's other, like, actors.
Yeah.
It's people who are, like, it's also, like, if you meet a bunch of people that are free during the day, it's easier to organize practice groups and, you know, coffee. I don't know.
And coffee. Yes, that's true, that's true.
Easier to organize.
I don't know. I like improv classes during the day.
Yeah.
When I'm awake.
Yeah.
I see how that workshop was probably.
Oh my God. because those workshops are open to like everyone, he's like, now what was funny about that? And it's just like,
Oh, cause it's like, you just have to have done 201, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I'm interested in, did you sign up for any DCM workshops?
I signed up for the Billy Merritt Pirate Robot Ninja.
Hell yeah, that's gonna be good.
So, cause it's so hard, like, the DCM workshops all come on, like, boom, 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 and I'm like, oh my God, how many am I gonna take? And I just decided to do the one this year.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't eligible to take any of them last year, so this year I was like, I am gonna go for it.
Oh, and you
it.
Have to volunteer at TCM because you're
I an, do. An yes, intern. I'm an intern, and I love it.
How long have you been doing it? Have you passed your 6 months?
I have, yeah.
Woo!
Here's the thing, though. I have an end date, and it's super, super sad.
Aww.
It's July 6th.
It's a day before my birthday!
What?
Yeah.
Let's get drinks.
Yes.
Because I'm going to Chicago this summer to do
Yes, we were talking about this. We have to talk about Chicago.
We do have to talk about Chicago. I'm doing the improv intensive at IO.
Woo-woo!
And it's a 5-week program. So obviously I was like, Claire, I don't know when I'll be able to do this in my life again. I really want to go. And she was like, you should. You won't have your internship when you come back, though. Because, like, you know, there's a whole bunch of people who want to be interns. And I was like, that's totally understandable.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm just trying to soak it all in right now because it's like maybe 4 more weekends I have.
Keep going to ASCAT with your card.
Yep. I worked ASCAT last week actually.
With Gloria Steinem?
It was amazing. And I don't remember her name, but the woman from Hocus Pocus did the 9:30 monologue. She was great. She That's was so amazing. Funny.
Yeah, no, I, like, didn't use my card enough as an intern.
Really?
Because I was at the theater, because the day you work, you're just like, oh, my God, I'm so... And you work Saturdays, right?
I work Saturdays.
That's, like...
It's the long... It's
super long, but it's also, like, all the best shows.
Yeah. The shows are amazing.
Yeah.
Are
you... Of the Saturday night, what's your favorite?
My favorite show? Yeah. I think... Okay. Grandma's Ashes... consistently kills it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I couldn't choose between, you know, The Curfew, Ruru, and Grandma's Ashes. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be able to say this group is way funnier. They're all really great.
Yeah. It's so... Ruru is funny to me because it's, like, gone through so many incarnations since...
Yeah.
And it's crazy because I was just listening to Curtis Gwynn.
Yeah.
On Pete Holmes' podcast.
I love that. Yeah.
John Gamberling was on today.
Shut up. Yeah, okay. Gotta listen to it.
And so
One of my teammates compared me to him once, and it's like,
really?
Oh my God. That's like, amazing. They shouldn't have said it, because now I have such a big head about it. Yeah.
I was listening to him talk about, like, how he doesn't even know the people that are on the New York Guru, and now, like, the LA one is, like, this weird franchise thing, and I'm like,
that's totally true. But, you know, the cool thing is, like, you can tell, like, when Neil Casey comes back and plays with him, completely different.
Yeah.
The energy.
Well, just.
The crowd.
When I first saw, the first improv show I ever saw was Cage Match between Outlook of the Poet. Were you here?
Oh, yeah. I've heard about it.
So, it's Gabrus, Ben Rogers, and Gavin.
Yeah.
Versus Death by Ruru.
Okay.
And the championships.
Holy shit. Yeah.
And it was Ruru with, like, Gemberling, Neil, Anthony, Mike, and John Murray.
Okay.
So that's pretty great.
Yeah.
Like.
That's fantastic.
And that's what I was like. I was just like, this is the best thing ever. I had already signed up for a class. I was already in Mike Still's class. And he was like, come to Cage Match on Thursday. I was like, okay. Because I'm just like a total. Because he was like, does anybody have any shows they want to promote? And everybody's silent. And I was like, do you have one that you want to promote?
I hope you said it like that, too.
Yeah. Well, that's just how I imagine myself talking.
Yeah.
You grew up in Indianapolis. Do you have siblings?
I do. I have an older brother and an older sister, and I'm the baby.
Me, too.
Yay.
Yay for babies. What do your siblings do? Do they have, like...
My brother works at Macy's in Indianapolis. He has a criminal justice diploma and isn't using it. And
I'm not using my marketing degree.
Yeah, I mean, who's using their degree? Let's be real. Mm-hmm. And then my sister, she actually just quit her job. She, like, worked for an insurance company, and she has 4 kids. Home with them. Yeah, I miss them all like crazy. But, you know, New York.
What are the ages and the genders of the nephews and nieces?
Okay, so the youngest is Ethan. He's 7 months old. Whoa. Oh, man. 7. Yeah, I think so. Ethan. And then there's Gabby. Oh. She's 4. Then there's Jaden. He's 10. Oh, my God. I'm so... and then Taylor is 16.
Ah.
Yeah. She's going to Ecuador next week.
Holy crap. That's crazy. Yeah, so my...
Growing up.
One niece is turning 3 in July.
Oh, fun.
And, it's, like, it's insane.
Are they here? Does she live here?
New Haven.
So oh, like right. Okay, okay.
Which isn't bad. I get to babysit sometimes. Like, I highly encourage them to go to concerts in the city. I'm just like, come to a concert. Drop her off here. We'll have a fun time.
Definitely.
We went to, we have a pool in our building. And took her there, and she, like, stood on a little boogie board, and... I like held her up, and she's just like, I'm surfing. Oh God. That's so really cute. I love her.
Do you think you'll have kids of your own?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Cool.
I'm pregnant right now. No, I'm
just kidding. you heard it here first. Yeah.
No,
that's cool. I feel like, go ahead.
I think it's funny, cause I always, I'm always on like a different diet. So like, I'm always just like not drinking. I have to think at this point, anytime somebody sees me not drinking, the first thing they're thinking is like,
oh my God, maybe she's pregnant. Oh my God.
We're going to know now. And like, I like fluctuate a good 10 pounds like within a month.
Oh wow.
So it's like, you could see me a little bit chubbier than normal not drinking and be like, I think I know something.
See, now I'm always just every time I see you like, I never want to have children.
What?
Yeah. Well, I've also been nannying since I worked at a day camp.
Yeah.
Starting when I was like 15, and then I worked there every summer until I graduated from college. And then I nannied just like a bunch of kids, and I don't know, like I like kids, but I don't need one.
Well, you are a live-in nanny?
I am a live-in nanny.
Which is a whole
different ballgame. Yeah.
Cuz like I used to call what I did nannying, by the way.
Yeah.
There's this thing where you're the primary caregiver, like, other than the mother, you're the primary caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
And something about Manhattan moms do not like to call you a nanny. They will only call you their babysitter. Do you notice that?
Yeah, totally.
They don't like the term nanny.
Yeah.
They, like, demean you down to babysitter because they want to be like...
I mean, I don't mind. I kind of hate the word nanny anyways. Yeah,
I don't know. You're like, this is my job every day.
Yeah.
I'm not 16 and a babysitter.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
that's true.
Give me, like, a different title.
I think the reason I'm okay with it is because she doesn't pay me like I'm a 16-year-old babysitter.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be doing this forever, so it's like... Why worry about it? You know what I mean?
No.
You obviously don't do that anymore.
No, yeah, not anymore. But, like, I took care of 4 kids on the...
Holy shit.
On, like...
Why am I in front of children? I'm swearing so much.
I took... They like, lived a few blocks, like, 10 blocks away.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it was really good when it was good, and it was, like... horrible when it was bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there are times when you're just like, this is the best job ever. I love kids. This is amazing. And I love the mom I'm working for. And the dad is, like, so nice and, like, all that stuff. And you're just like, this is great.
Yep.
And then there are times when, like, the kids fucking hate you.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom is going crazy. And she's, like, taking out all her shit on you. And you're like, I don't need to be here.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like,
you
what?
Really
yeah.
don't need to be here.
You and, really don't need me. Yeah, I've thought that.
And
before.
I wanted to end on a good note. So I was like, I said to her, I was like, I still like you. And I was like, I don't know
and
if
I
want to
keep liking you.
Yeah. And like the 3-year-old that I nannied was a terror.
Really?
Like, she was awful.
And this was on top of 3 other kids?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So like... She would hate whenever I would go to pick her up. She'd hate, like, if it wasn't her mom, like, she just, it, she would, and I was, like, cool, okay? I gave horsey
rides. Yeah, I know.
Rides.
Yeah. Oh,
that
fuck, yeah.
Awesome.
That girl sounds like a shitty kid.
So, like, there was this one time where we, like, pulled up, we were in the cab, and we pull up to the apartment, but it's, like, pretty far away from the curb, and he hasn't, like, done the meter yet or anything, and she just bolts out of the car.
Oh, no.
Like, into the street, but, like, no cars are coming. Like, it's close enough.
Yeah.
But, like, into the street and then onto the sidewalk. And when I go to tell the mom about it, I'm like, she bolted out into the street. And she's like, into the street or on the sidewalk? Like, let's be honest. And I'm just like, really? The semantics of the possibility of your kid getting hit?
Yeah.
I mean, let's calm down.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, ugh. Ugh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was good money.
Yeah, no, I like the perks. It's cool. Yeah, like, I live on the Upper East Side, and I don't pay rent or anything. But it's, I mean, like, it's got its moments. Like, you know exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
Definitely don't want to do it forever.
Yeah.
And
there has to come a time when you're like, what is the, you know. And for me, it was like, finally I got to the point where I'm like, I don't need this extra money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay without it, and I think I'd be mentally better.
Cool. Did you have to, like, train the next person who came in or whatever? No, you just clean, like, bandage?
I told her that, that I think it's time for me to move on, and I'll stay on as long as you need me, and let me know what you need. And I was like, the problem was, I was on call all day, every day, but... She would, like, just text me right before she needed me.
Yeah.
Which sucks, because you can't do anything.
Yeah, make plans.
Yeah, I'd be, like, out with friends from, like, that I never saw, and then, like, I'd have to leave.
Yeah.
And so that was really frustrating for me. So that's how, like, I ended up just being, like, oh, and there was one time, like, she texted me. I thought I was going to be, like, fine and not have to do anything, and she... Mm-hmm. Texted me, like, and I went, I, like, texted my roommate back. I'm like, oh, I have to work today, boo.
Uh-huh.
And I accidentally texted her.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And I, like, showed up there anyway.
Yeah.
And she was so snotty to me. And I'm just
gosh.
This is a disaster.
That's really unfortunate. Well, at least, like, you have that experience. So, like... When you have kids, and if you ever decide to get a nanny,
well,
you know, like, I'm you like, know not to be, like,
and this woman kept
a snotty person.
Saying, like, I don't want to be an a New York Upper East Side mom.
They all say that. They all say that. It's like, you are. You can't help it. Just don't fight it. Yeah. Just embrace it. And I told Hallie that the other day. I was like, you know what? It's like, although, you are what you are. Someone, I don't care. Yeah.
So the way Lauren and I met is that Hallie is a yoga instructor, and she teaches at the yoga studio that I go to. And if there is a mom that's going to be as not Upper East Side as there is, I would think it's Hallie.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she's just,
She's crazy.
She's crazy.
Say it.
She's great.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like,
I love her. I call her my New York mama, but we both know Hallie. She's great.
Yeah, she's great. I've never been to, like, the, she does yoga out of her apartment too,
yeah.
right? I've never done the house.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, it's cool. It's Tuesday and Thursday mornings. And there was...
Do you just skedaddle?
Well, sometimes I do. They have, like, they have coffee and, like, tea and stuff afterwards. And sometimes I'll come out and say what's up. But most of the time it's, like, they're talking about shit that I can't relate to.
Yeah.
So I just, like, stick to, you know, like, I help her set up and,
like, tear
down.
Do you ever do it?
I did it one time.
Yeah.
Never again. Because it's, like, Bikram, which is, like, you just sweat. It's just sweating.
It's killer.
Yeah.
Her
destroyed me. I'm like, this isn't for me.
Yeah, her class is a kick in the butt.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I felt pretty good about it, but I was also, like, in a class with super, super, like, flexible.
The people,
like,
that can do some of the shit, like, it's just like, fuck you.
Yeah, right? Yeah, there was, like, this is embarrassing, but there was a, like, 8-month-old pregnant woman in the class with me, and she was, like, doing everything better than I was, and I was like, never again.
No, but I like, almost entirely take hot yoga now.
Oh, really? Okay.
Which is how, like, I know Hallie. Like, the first time I took her class, I was like, this bitch is crazy. I'm never going back here.
Doesn't she? She sets the class, like, classic rock still, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that part's awesome. And I...
Okay.
I fully...
It's kind of weird to me.
I fully... No, like, I like all that stuff because I, like, I grew up listening to classic rock. So, like...
Oh, cool.
It's also, like... like, she'll, like, play Sweet Home Alabama and, like, want us to sing along with her. And the thing is, if I'm there, if I've showed up to class, I'm singing along.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. I'm just gonna do the most embarrassing shit ever. Because, like, why? Why would I come here if I'm not gonna, like, give my all?
Yeah. Oh, good. I love that. That's a good,
like,
attitude.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I feel about pretty much everything. Like, I have to say, like, whenever I'm going to do something... Like, I'll notice, like, if I'm yawning or I'm like, oh, I really don't want to, like, fucking get that attitude out of your head before you show up to what, like, you can be shitty up until you walk through that door.
Yeah.
And once you walk through the door, you are there.
Yeah.
You're going to do it.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the way that I look towards it. I also took her for spin once.
Oh, SoulCycle? Yeah.
Have you done that with her?
I have done. I told her I like that a lot more than her yoga. Yeah. I really liked it. It's fucking expensive, though.
No, it's really expensive. I'm surprised she couldn't just, like, guest you in every time.
Well, she can't. I mean, she technically can, but she can only do, like, one person at a time.
Yeah.
And she's got so many friends who she always, like, wants to get in, so.
She told me she'd guest me in at the 63rd location, but she subbed for the 80, or the 60.
I got an extra pass, if you wanna.
Well, I have, like, a membership.
Oh, of course.
Nah.
Wow.
Those shoes over there, those boxes that say, we're not going to say what they say on them. Those boxes. the boxes over there, those are all spinning shoes.
Wow.
Because I found this deal online to get cheap spinning shoes, and I'm trying to resell them online.
Nice.
But I got mine for real cheap. And
that's cool.
I've been doing SoulCycle. I don't like it as much as yoga, though.
You don't like SoulCycle?
No,
okay.
It's just yoga. I mean, I'll do it. I will go and I will push myself. But I'm just like, I want this to end.
Yeah, no, it's hard. It's really hard. I don't know. I played basketball. I mean, you kind of had to living in Indiana.
Indiana, but
so,
like,
yeah.
I'm in Indiana.
I We're have to play losers. Basketball. Yeah. I don't know. But I don't know why I just said that. It was as, I think... SoulCycle was as intense as I remember, like, basketball practices being. And it was, like, fun for me.
Well, that's fun, because at basketball practices that I was at, I was like, I'm going to get water. No, like, I was the worst. I wanted to be so good at things. Like, I had a basketball hoop outside of my house, and I would, like, shoot baskets. I was so good. I was such a good open shot. But, like, put me in any situation. Like, there's a mouse on the court. I'm just like, no, I'm sorry. And I'm not competitive, like, at all. Like,
oh, really?
At all.
Okay.
And so, like, when I would get into those situations where, like, girls would be real rough, I'm like, oh no. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I think I was too competitive.
No, but that's great. Like, for some people, I think that's awesome. For me, I was just, like, this little mouse. And I was just like, no, thanks.
I don't want them all. I love that.
But I was, like, too proud to be, like, a cheerleader or anything. And that's competitive, too.
Yeah, it is.
So I would just, like, I ended up being the scorekeeper of my basketball team.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
At halftime, I would go and shoot threes. And everybody would be like, why aren't you on the team? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Put me in, coach. Put me in.
Oh, God. And, like, the AAU teams that were, like, the not the real competitive ones, but the ones that everybody got onto, like, the workshop-y ones. I think I scored once, and it was, like, my shining moment.
Oh.
But, all this having said, like, terrible at actually playing the sport, in my middle school yearbook, and my goals are to play basketball in high school and on the UConn women's basketball team.
Wow, okay.
So, I've always been a little crazy.
Big goals.
Big goals for a girl who maybe scored a two, maybe once in a really low.
That reminded me of in the seventh grade, I used an inhaler, you guys.
Yeah, you did.
I'm really glad I got that off my chest. I used an inhaler, and then, like, for some reason, the doctor was like, you know what? I don't think it's working for her. Let's try something else. And I was just, like, this big, stupid, purple-looking thing. But
oh, was it the round purple?
It was that round
purple. Advair?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. But for some reason, like, I played better, and I just remember one game in particular where I took a couple of puffs beforehand, and I felt, like, really, really, like, yeah, I'm so pumped up right now, let's do this, let's play some basketball, and I scored, like, four baskets or something, which is not, that's not something to be proud of, but I was so proud of it, and, like,
really
people were, like, cheering, and then my doctor told me, like, yeah, your inhaler had some steroids in it, so that's probably why, and I was like, oh,
well, it didn't happen. It's not, like, shoot you in the butt steroids.
Right, but I don't know, I think maybe I let it get to my head or something, because I was
awesome.
Always like, oh, I need my Advair.
Gotta take my Advair.
Give me that. I need to score
some
baskets.
So has your mom seen you do improv yet?
She has not seen me do improv because she's still in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. Gonna visit in the fall. Who knows?
Do you think
she's all over the place.
In Chicago, when you do the IO workshop, will you get to have performances?
There's one performance at
the
end.
Do you think she'll be able to come to that?
I think my family will probably try and come. The thing is, I've discouraged them a lot from coming just because, like, I'm still learning.
Yeah.
The thing I love about New York, too, is, like, yeah, there's, like, industry here and all that. But, like, if you want, it can also be just a training ground.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And that's what I want it to be for me right now. Like, I just want to, like, fucking walk around and observe.
I force my family to watch everything.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's really cool. And they're probably, like, really supportive and everything.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they're supportive. And, like, I also, I took this advice from someone else I heard of that, like, depending on what it is, like, certain things, like, my mom gave me actually good advice when she saw my first improv show. She's like, when you're on the back line, you're, like, stroking your hair, you're, like, playing with your hair and stuff, and I can tell you're nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, I'm not actually nervous. Like, I don't feel nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's a twitch I should get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
that
was kind of good advice. And I was like, shit,
yeah.
My mom actually knows me. Shut up.
That's really
But, like, other things, I have told my family, like, I don't really want your feedback on this, but here, listen.
Yeah. Okay. That's, maybe I should do that.
Yeah. Because
I think, like, my family, maybe this is why I'm so competitive. Like, they are not going to bullshit you and say that, like, you're doing something. Family, you know? Yeah, totally. Like, they're not going to be like, oh, good job. Like, my dad would come to a show, probably. I'm thinking specifically of our most recent class show in 401. He'd be like, Lauren, what are you doing with your life? You know? But, like, that's the thing. Like, I've not even really been doing improv for a year, and it's like, I have to fail, you know? I have to have bad shows, and I have to invite my family to that. No, I don't want to. I don't want to invite my family to bad shows.
Well, like, one of my brothers has only seen my sketch performance, which I feel like, because what happened is my sketch 201 class, we had only like 6 people in the class because it met at like 9 in the morning.
Oh fuck! Who was the teacher?
Ari.
Oh right. Okay.
So we were like. Also, this girl, Kim Parker. Do you know Kim Parker?
Yeah.
So she's, like, super driven and, like, she's fucking incredible.
Crazy. Ambitious. Stuff. Yeah,
she's
yeah.
She's like, we're going to put on a show. And we're like, okay. And she's like, we're going to each take our 3 best sketches and we're going to put on a show and we're going to go to Under St. Mark's. We're going to hire, we're going to, you know, get actors and all the stuff and blah, 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 blah. And you guys can act and I'm going to direct and this is what we're going to do. I'm like, all right. And so... In December, we put on a show.
Cool.
And so my brother was in town and, like, saw it. And one of my girlfriends came to that. Nice. She's also, and with her sister. And she's also been to, like, my normal improv shows. She's, like, the best. Her name is Sarah. She's amazing.
Oh, hey, Sarah.
What's up? So she's also, like, listened to the podcast, too. Like,
okay. Oh, that's great.
Really sweet. She's like, I loved this. I felt like we were just the two of us were talking. Like, I could just fit into this conversation. And it's like, oh, God, she's just the best.
That's great.
Thanks. Actually, I'm glad I had this friend.
Yeah, no. Friends are, oh, man. What's that like? No.
No, honestly, I have individual friends that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And I have like one-on-one conversations with them. This is why the podcast is great for me. Mm-hmm. I like this part. I like talking to you. I like finding out about you, knowing that you had an inhaler in basketball and like your family's super competitive and like all that stuff. And like, I like this one-on-one stuff. When it's big groups of people and it's like outings, I call it social apathy, not social anxiety, but social apathy. Like I don't want to. And I also feel the need to like perform, especially when people like know that I'm a comedian for my life now. That's this is my choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like when I was a
cook, like you feel like
I
kept
having to cook for people.
But no, I think that's normal. Like you feel like, oh, I should be funny.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah.
And so a lot of times I have to, I don't know. It's like a lot of responsibility. And then I also just feel like most of the time I'd rather be like curled up.
Are you a homebody?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I really am.
Cool. Yeah.
I think the thing is in New York, everybody goes out. Nobody goes to each other's apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody goes out. They meet up at bars and all that stuff. And I've been like, can we have drinks at my place?
Yeah.
Like the other night I played Taboo and had drinks with 2 other couples. It was very like suburbia.
Really?
With 2 other couples at their apartment, at, like my friend's girlfriend's
just like
apartment.
Chill times, yeah.
We were there from 9 to 2 in the morning.
Nice.
And we just like talked and got weird. Not sex stuff here, just like got weird. I know where you were thinking.
I made a face. I'm sorry.
And it was so nice.
That's great. Yeah.
And that's the stuff. Like I have a hard
time. No, that does sound very much like Midwestern.
Yeah.
It's not. No, it's really not common. Like people are. Let's go see a show. Or
yeah. And when I go to shows with people, my problem is, you go to shows, you like drink, and then. You drink before the show because you go get drinks before the show. And then you're drunk and you let your buzz like wear off while you're sitting in the theater, and then you're just like sober after the show. It's like, ugh. Yeah. Such a bummer.
Yeah. Like, let's keep this going. Yeah. Like, let's just go like play Taboo in my apartment. Exactly. I love that.
I went to Harold Night with one of my girlfriends, and we, like, had drinks beforehand, and I was just starting to feel, like, loopy. Mm-hmm. And then we're, like, sitting down to Harold Night, and I'm like, I don't want to be here. I want to go now. And she's like, will you stop being three? And I'm like, no, but... wouldn't it be fun if we just left and did something else?
Did you guys end up leaving?
Nope. I sat through Harold Night.
Harold Night, man. Oh, gosh. Yeah,
I think the whole, like, I think it's nice that they split it up, but the whole...
Yeah, it's exhausting. Yeah. I can't do six Harolds in a night.
It used to be five. Yeah. It used to be one show.
Right.
And now it was, like, more okay to leave whenever you felt like it and come in whenever you felt like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's better technically the way they have it now, but I really, I don't know, there's something more like special about like Harold Night before.
Yeah.
And now with Lloyd Night, it's like, I feel like Lloyd Night is becoming what Harold Night was.
Totally it is.
Which
yeah.
is strange because I saw like the first ever Lloyd Night.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not going to be anything. It was like me and two other people.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think it just like having seen how, you know, some of the Lloyd Night members get moved up and Graceland, like that whole team got moved up. That's great. Sean Casey coaches our team. So we were super, super excited for them. But I think it was just like after that happened, it was like, oh, yeah, like Lloyd Night is a thing that people need to keep an eye on because... Yeah. They're just as good. Mm-hmm. That's
like,
also an exhausting night for me, too, because then...
Well, that, it's like, do I go to Lloyd Night and stay through and watch all the shows to get to the jam?
Right.
Or, like, I just wish it were, like, because I keep thinking, I'm like, I really should go to the jam. Like, I've never been to the jam.
You've never been? Mm-hmm. You got a jam.
I know I do.
Yeah.
And I really want to. But, it's very fun. But then I go to Lloyd Night and then I'm like, I am not hanging out for this long.
Yeah.
It's like, what, three?
Lloyd Night? Or you mean like the whole block of shows?
It's 2.5 hours after Lloyd Night to get to.
Yeah. The jam.
The jam.
Yeah.
And then you're there.
Like, all the shows are really, really good, but it's.
They are.
Like,
but
it's exhausting.
Yeah.
You know, I did that this past Wednesday. I went to Brothers Hines, then I did, I missed Lloyd Night. I did Brothers Hines, Hot for Teach.
I was at Lloyd Night.
Yeah. And then by the time the jam came around, I was like, you only get like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm tired, little drunk. And I was also meeting a friend there, who's like, he does like UCB stuff in LA. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I don't think I'm gonna jam. I think I'm just gonna sit and catch up with my friend, and we're gonna drink, and then that's
it. I love the bar there.
So, the bar's awesome. It's, like, a cool hanging out place.
I love the...
But it's, like, there are... I know a lot of people who see the jam as, like, this is, like, my time to work.
Yeah.
And, I guess it is, but it's, like, don't put unnecessary pressure on yourself, you know? You're up there for 5 minutes.
Yep.
And if you make a mistake... No one's going to remember it but you.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't put that much... I probably put more pressure on myself for Lady Jam.
Yeah.
I love Lady Jam. Like, that's the...
Have you taken any classes with Shannon?
No, because I'm an asshole.
No. Yeah, does not mean you're an asshole.
Okay.
Next time you should sign up for her workshop, Shannon's... I'm an improvisation workshop.
Yeah.
Just to take it.
Yeah, no, the last time it was up, I think they had, like, changed it from, like, you had to be as far as 201 to, like, you had to finish 301.
Oh, okay.
So the next time it goes up, I'll be eligible.
Yeah.
And I will be all over that shit.
So, like, what, your goal right now, your, like, big goal is SNL?
I think my goal right now is to just get better as an improviser.
Sure.
Because improv is fun, and I want to keep doing it. And, I don't know, maybe cross over somehow into, like, the acting world. I don't know. And then I'm also just like, I'm going to keep following Sketch and see what happens, but...
Have you applied to the advanced study program in Sketch?
Or? I am advanced study in Sketch, but I'm like, yeah, I haven't taken a class yet. And I just, I don't know. I haven't taken it as seriously, but like, I know a lot of writers, me and my friend...
Are you going to apply to Mod?
Probably. Yeah.
Get your packet together.
I honestly, for Mod, I'd rather perform or like be on a Mod team as like an actor. Yeah. That'd be way cool. And then me and my friend Megan Ross. Hi, Megan. we're going to try to write a web series see how that goes. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'm just continue to juggle stuff until something comes along that I'm like, yeah, I want that.
Yeah.
That's keeping awesome. The dream nice and broad.
So you've been here for a year?
Yes. Wait. February. I moved to Manhattan in February 2012. Yeah.
Okay. So a little over a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
That's exciting. I'm always impressed with people that were like, I moved to New York and I immediately started at UCB.
Really? Yeah, because I had heard about UCB and like, you know, obviously loved Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't? Yeah, how could you not?
She's just
a You're
an
a
angel.
Monster if you don't like Amy Poehler. And yeah, I don't know. It just seemed, I liked the vibe of the place. I think the first show I ever saw was Stepfathers.
Interesting.
Even more interesting, I had signed up for UCB like pretty much as soon as I got here, but even before that I tried to be a random on the Chris Gethard show. I don't know if you've ever watched or seen it, but that was a very, very weird experience. I still don't know how to feel about it. I don't know. Like, I really, like, it really fucked with my head because I wanted it so bad and I didn't get it, obviously. But I, like, still go to the show and
he's
love
awesome.
It. Yeah, he's so nice. Weird guy. Very weird, but he's real cool.
He subbed my Shannon class.
Once. Oh, really? What was that like?
He was just so clear.
Yeah.
And so awesome. And, like, it was great. It was really great. And
fuck that guy for not teaching anymore.
Fuck
that guy. I'm saying it right now. God damn it.
And I like ran into him in the box office when I was interning and I had just read his book. And I was
bad idea. Yeah, that was a good book.
Yeah, I was like, oh hey, I read your book. Oh, and also remember you subbed? He's like, yeah, of course I remember. And I was like, shut up, you don't remember. He's like, no, I don't teach classes anymore. So I remember your one class that was like a year ago. I was like, cool.
Yeah.
That was me.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Weird though, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but we had like a really nice chat. And
okay, good.
Like, he's a super nice guy and really smart and really funny and just like gets it.
Hey, Chris Gethard, we like you.
Hey, Chris
You'll
Gethard,
never hear
we
this.
Thank like you. yeah, I'll just be like, here, Chris, here's your podcast love note.
Teach a class.
Yeah, teach a class.
A bitch.
Please just teach a class.
Just teach a class.
It's just going to be me and Lauren, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it. You don't need any other.
Anybody else.
We can get a hotel room. What?
Whoa.
Huh?
I took a strong
What's going on?
Turn.
Huh? Yeah.
because they have props.
Yeah, I went there.
Improv is best with props.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Short form. oh, God.
That's fun. You have to tell me about Chicago.
Oh, I will. Hold on.
Okay, holding on.
I have to get my questions. I have questions.
You have questions?
Yeah. Have you listened to the podcast?
I have. I listened to the Claire Gilbertson episode.
Yes, we both know Claire.
Yes.
I met Claire.
She's great.
On my first DCM.
I love that she brought her puppy.
Oh my God. Fucking dog. That dog is really cute.
Yeah.
But like.
Did he like choke on some feathers?
He
or
choked
something?
On feathers and I vacuumed that. Recently. I vacuumed today.
Nice.
So there aren't feathers. There's one right there.
Oh, sweet. Souvenir.
But in that chair that you're sitting in is where he like buried his bone.
Is it? It's like, still in
it's
here?
It's not there, oh. But he almost forgot about it. She?
Oh, no.
She.
Oh, she.
She.
Yeah.
Louise.
Yeah, Louise, I've seen
really
the pictures.
Really cute dog, but man, do I not want a dog. No, in Chicago, I saw Second City.
Yay.
Which I saw the ETC, like, the second stage.
Okay.
Which was incredible, and I had no idea first of all, it's a 2-hour show.
Yeah. Jeez.
Fucking forever.
Yeah, that's long.
So it started at 11 and went to 1.
Oh, jeez. Was it a big audience?
It was like, so it's like cabaret style seating, so like at like a comedy club. Yeah. So it's pretty much full. But like everything is like choreographed and it's so like very specific.
Okay.
But it's like, holy shit, 12 people get on the main stage in ETC each year. That's it.
That's nuts.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And so that's it. I mean, the show is really, really good. And they put out new material like every 8 to 10 weeks. It's like a completely new show.
Wow.
So it's really great. I highly recommend that. I saw Messing with a Friend at the Annoyance.
Susan Messing?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard about that, yeah.
And that was great. And it was just like this really chill, like low-key thing. Like,
cool.
It reminded me of the Creek in the Cave, like once you get in there, like just some chairs set up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Kind of like Basement of Triple Crown,
yeah.
Like set up, but like the bar outside reminded me of The Beast. But then when you get in, it was like, oh, this is just a little like cave.
Interesting.
And then those were the two shows I saw. But what did I do? We went to Wicker Park.
Oh, cool!
Which was great.
Yeah.
We ate at Birchwood Kitchen.
Birchwood Kitchen.
Which is this, like, little, like, coffee shop place that had great sandwiches.
Yum.
So there's a place.
Love a good sandwich.
Oh, me too. We ate at RPM Italian.
Okay.
Which we got, like, recommended by, like, 4 different people. And then I found out that it's the restaurant that, like, Juliana Rancic from E!
Okay.
Her restaurant.
Oh, snaps.
So, but it was like a hot spot.
Okay.
Like people were drinking cocktails on a Wednesday night. And I was
well,
this is the place to be.
They're trying to party.
And then, what else did we do?
Were you just visiting?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I was. My roommate had a conference in Chicago. So I went with him and then. So he was at the conference during the day, and then at night we'd go and have fun. So I did the Art Institute and walked in the park and did all sorts of like delightful things in like
Chicago.
The heart of Chicago.
Yeah.
And then I did like the normal other stuff. All right.
Very cool.
I'm gonna ask you is there anything else you want to talk about before we wrap up?
I did. I was kind of curious about, because you mentioned that you saw a show at the Annoyance Theater.
Yeah.
What was your overall impression on...
Of the Annoyance?
Yeah. Like...
So, like...
You watched improv, right?
Mm-hmm.
They only do... No, they do sketch, too. But, yeah, was your...
First of all, the show I saw Messing with a Friend.
Right.
It was incredible. Because it was 2-prov... For an hour.
Okay.
Based off of 1 suggestion, which I gave.
Okay. What was it?
Cascade.
Nice. That's really good.
Thank you. I thought of it beforehand. I was like, I think this is going to be a good suggestion word.
I already have 1,000 ideas. No, I'm kidding.
And then, like, the show was really great, and it was, like, very cozy, and, like, they came out into the audience a couple times, and, like... It was just very family, like, small.
Okay. Would you say that, like, compared to, like, what, sorry, I want to have this discussion real quick. The difference between, like, New York and Chicago-style improv.
Oh,
like,
I am not the person to ask.
Oh, really? That. Okay.
No, because I think the people that, like, first of all, you should talk to Mike Biet about that. Mike from Indianapolis.
DePaul. Cool. Yeah.
Because he took improv classes, and he has, like, in Chicago and in New York. And
okay.
He has, like, a very, he, like, knows the ins and outs of that. But, like,
sweet.
I, I tend to think I have an opinion on this. I really do.
Okay.
But I don't know enough to, like, feel, like, comfortable. But I, in my opinion, I like improv that is slower and played real. And doesn't necessarily be like, game, hit, ding, 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 ding,
okay.
Which I feel like is a little too much of what we are taught here and what we are encouraged to do, especially for Herald auditions.
Like being aggressive and...
Yeah, like, here's the game, just be a robot about it, bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
Like, for me, like, my favorite scenes are the ones that, like, you can imagine who those people are, and it's just a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you're like, oh, my God, I'm laughing because I know that person.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, oh, God, can you imagine what would happen if that really did happen?
Okay.
Like, those scenes are the most fun for me. Like, one of my favorite scenes of all time, we did in Shannon O'Neill's class in our first 401, I did with my friend Elaine and my friend Joe.
Huh.
We did a 3-person mono scene that took place in a hospital, and, like, I labeled us as, like, kid cancer patients.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
It was the best scene I've ever done, and I loved it, because it was like, yeah, we're, like, we were flipping through Us Weeklies and feeling sorry for ourselves for a minute, but then we, like, then, like, Joe's character kept hitting on either one of us, and when we'd reject him, he'd hit on the next one. Then he'd go bounce back to the other one. And it was just, like, it was really funny to, like, shoot down a fellow cancer patient. Like, just, and, like, then, like, this, the, like, this little joys of getting an Us Weekly, like, like, my mom snuck these in. Like, my mom says, I can't read gossip. I was like, you should. It's fun. Like, just those little things of, like, that was one of my favorite scenes I've ever done.
Right. And then you have the underlying cancer.
Of cancer.
Yeah, that's cool.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Of, like, looking at a picture of Kate Middleton and being like, she really does have beautiful hair. You know? Just, there.
Yep.
And so that's probably, like, that's kind of gives an example of, like, the kind of improv I like. I like those very, like, realistic things that you can see, or just, like, the idea of, I like when you discover things about each other in life.
Yeah.
And, like, I like playing those out. So, like, if you had asked me what the game of that scene was,
it'd
be really tough to, like,
nail it down. Yeah, yeah.
But was that an excellent scene? I think so.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So, and I think that I think based on what I've heard from people who know more than I do, that tends to be more Chicago-style improv.
Yeah.
The slower, not worried
grounded,
about so much.
Building.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited.
But yeah,
get five weeks of that.
I'm excited for you. Okay,
thank
here are
you.
My questions.
Okay,
what'd you have for breakfast today?
A bowl of mini wheats and raspberries.
Mmm.
Yes, very good.
Do you like a massage or a facial?
Oh, geez. Probably a massage, but I could use a facial.
Do you like roses or tulips?
Roses.
Yay! what's your favorite iPhone game? Do you have an iPhone?
I do have an iPhone, and it's actually a game that Maya is the girl I babysit. She downloaded it for, like, it was like $2, and I am obsessed with it. It's called Rat on a Jet Ski. It's great.
That's excellent.
It's on right now.
What's your favorite season of the...
I won't play it.
Year, like season.
My favorite season? Mm-hmm. Summer. Ooh. Hands down, I love the summer.
You're the first non-fall.
Hell yeah.
You're the first non-fall.
Yay for change.
If you make a big thing of pasta, do you eat it in a bowl or on a plate?
In a bowl.
Yeah, you do.
I'm a bowl girl.
I'm a bowl too. the first person I asked that to, like, after we got, he was like, I don't really have an answer for that. And, like, after we got off the podcast, he's like, Well, it's really like a plate because I can't fit it into a bowl. I make so much that I can't fit it into a bowl. So like, That's have hilarious. To have it on a plate. I'm just like, that would have been a great
you
answer.
You should have said that, man. That's great.
When you set an alarm, mm-hmm. how many snoozes?
One snooze. It's I set an alarm 30 minutes before I'm supposed to wake up, and then I take a little nap. And sometimes I wake up before my alarm, and sometimes I don't.
Sometimes I wake up before my alarm, and I'm like, bye-bye, going back to sleep.
Yeah, bye-bye.
And then I have fucked up crazy dreams.
Yeah.
Because those are when you have the crazy dreams, when you wake up and you go back to sleep.
Yep.
I had a weird one last night. I know nobody likes to hear about dreams, but I'm going to tell everybody about my dream.
Do it.
It was that I was wearing Spanx, but that they were loose.
Okay. That is super fucked up. Wow. Go to a therapist, please.
Thank you. Thank you. What's your favorite form of social media?
Ooh, that's a good one. Oh, jeez. Okay. I really like Facebook.
Yeah, that's how we met.
I feel like Facebook does a better job connecting people. I was gonna say Twitter.
But Twitter is like followers. Yeah. Not friends.
Yeah.
I've been really digging Vine.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot that could have been... I like Vine, too.
Digging the Vine.
Vine is fun.
And I'm like, I really want to make good Vines. Like, I don't want to saturate my Vines with...
some bullshit.
My favorite one I made so far, there was a vomit cleanup fee sign in the Cavs in Chicago. They all have the vomit cleanup fee. I did this one where I, like, looked like I was going to puke and then, like, saw the vomit cleanup fee and then, like, swallowed it.
That's hilarious. So that's I love it.
And then my last question, and this is you're the first person getting this question.
Yes.
Do you prefer television or movies?
Okay.
It's an easy question, girl.
I know. right now, television.
Yeah, me too.
Right now, television. Yeah. If you had asked me this in college, I would have said movies.
Well,
I was a real snob about movies.
Real snob. Well, what's your favorite TV show right now?
just because I'm watching it, The Wire. Oof. I bought the first three seasons on iTunes, and I'm just obsessed with it right now.
Yeah, you're in season 3 right now?
I'm in season 2 right now. Yeah.
Don't say anything.
Yeah.
But that's a good show.
Yeah.
That's one of the shows that, like, gives you a satisfying finale.
Okay. Ooh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, like, I would say that's probably the most satisfying series finale.
Okay.
Of any show. But now I've built it up too much.
It's okay. I was actually going to tell you, you should go see This Is the End, but I don't want to build it up too much.
I keep hearing really good things about it.
It's good. Mainly but because... go in, like, chill about it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I will do that. I should go see a movie. I wanted to see Frances Ha.
Oh, I haven't heard of that one.
Someone with Greta Gerwig.
Oh, okay.
She's from, did you see Greenberg with
Ben Stiller? No.
That movie was super awkward. Anyway, Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach, wrote it, and then he directed it, and she starred in it.
Interesting.
And it seemed really interesting, and I think it was playing at, like, the 86th Street. But anyway, I didn't go and see it. I don't do anything. I'm just like, I'm going to go to that. And then I don't.
Because you like being at home.
Yeah.
We've come full circle.
I mean, if it were on demand. Totally missing it.
Totes.
All right. Well, this was a delight.
Yes, indeed it was. Thank you so much for letting me sit in the cozy chair.
Yeah, it's a comfy chair.
And thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. But thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Graduation day. We take back everything we said about you. Graduation day. Graduation day. The theme song for Gabbin' Like Gals is Graduation Day by Head Automatica.